Now, though, in studio, we've got Ann Trepe from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's get over here for you. There we go. And actually, before we get started on the proposed new LSU arena, you are still the interim president CEO. You were mentioning during the break.
Yes, I am.
What are we looking at as far as how much? Do you want the gig yet?
I mean, no.
have we talked you into keeping the gig?
Oh, I'm enjoying it so much, reconnecting with lots of folks. But no, we're doing a national search, and we're hoping to have somebody placed by mid to the end of May.
Okay. All right. Well, we will, of course, continue to follow that as well.
Sure.
It wasn't that long ago that the Chamber came out along with Baton Rouge Area Foundation, Visit Baton Rouge, and a number of other entities, not the least of which being LSU and TAF, in joint support of an event venues proposal. Now, there's more to it than just a new LSU arena, but the LSU arena is a big part of this. So let's start off with what got Brack on board with endorsing the idea for a new arena and all the other projects that go with it.
So sure. I mean, there's many reasons for us to be behind this project, but Brack's five-year strategic plan, the Bring It Plan, focuses on four large goals that will make the Capital Region a more economically competitive region. And this arena proposal touches on a few of those strategic goals.
Mm-hmm.
So bolstering the talent pipeline and enhancing the region's livability.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, economically competitive regions are doing well at talent retention and attraction, and they have high populations of young professionals filling those jobs throughout the area. So, you know, that in turn helps attract more businesses to locate and expand in the region. It's kind of this cycle. But anyway, if our region is to become a young professional talent magnet, we must invest in assets that increase the region's quality of life. And that ties into enhancing the region's livability. And also, this is a huge economic development win. If we were looking at it just from an economic development standpoint, a $350 million plus CapEx project is a significant win for the region. And so I had our strategy guys kind of look through this and say, you know, what is the economic win? And when you look at a new arena construction, that would support about $713 million in the Baton Rouge metro economy through 2029, including $400+ million of CapEx into the new arena itself.
Right.
And then you're talking about, you know, over 3,000 full-time equivalent construction jobs, 4,700 full-time jobs. I mean, this is an economic development win for the region.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And we tend to look at it through the terms, through the lens of, it would be cool for LSU to have a new place to play basketball. Like, and yes, the Maravich Assembly Center needs an update, to be sure.
Sure.
It is. I love that building to pieces, but it is dated. It needs more seating capacity. It needs suites.
Sure.
To be sure. And then we also tend to look at this through the lens of concerts and attracted concerts, which, I mean, they're cool, they're good for quality of life, but we don't look at the back end of what that means on the job front.
So like I said, you're looking at 4,700 full-time jobs,
right,
that'll be supported by the project. So, we also, not just the LSU arena, when you're looking at what the additional investment would spur. I mean, you know, look, I drove down Government Street this morning.
Yeah.
And you look at the investment and infrastructure there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at what happens when those kinds of investments get made in the community.
I know where you're going with this.
Other
Keep
things,
it going. Yep,
other
I know
things,
where you're going.
You know, just tend yep. to grow and expand. You know, you build that ecosystem of entertainment, you know, all those types of things. And then you're just going to kind of spur that growth throughout not only the Nicholson corridor, but also, you know, downtown development, the River Center, upgrading that, and then over to Memorial Park. So there's all these pieces that we feel like can really fall into place.
So I want to talk about the River Center into this and the, sure. the Memorial Park into this as well, because I think the Memorial Park end, it has the potential to be the biggest catalyst out of all this.
Sure.
LSU, something nice, new, and shiny over at LSU. Yes, we take care of LSU. LSU is always going to be great. I mean, like, it's going to be built near the new box, which we're still calling new box. But you know what I'm saying? Spurring the Nicholson corridor is an important part, an unbelievably important part. And then the River Center as well, smack dab in the middle of it. But sticking with the LSU in first before we move on to the next.
Sure.
What's Brack's role in bringing this to fruition? I mean, you've endorsed it. Now what?
Sure. Well, I mean, really right now, LSU is kind of taking it from here.
Okay.
The ordinance that was supported by Brack and Braff and Visit BR is completed by the council. That ordinance basically restricted the River Center. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, LSU's going to, they still have to vet proposals that haven't been received yet, as I understand it. But we don't really know exactly where the proposals are. We just are understanding that they're supposed to receive them, you know, sometime in the next few months.
Okay. So if LSU is going to handle LSU's in, that moves us over to the new, the additions to the convention center and a potential host hotel.
Correct.
What does a host hotel look like over there? I've asked a couple of different people about this and gotten a little bit of a different answer every time. What's this going to look like?
Well, most convention centers have what they call a headquarters hotel attached to them. Number of beds is yet to be seen, that type of thing. But what we're looking at is, in order to lure bigger conventions, better conventions to our area, we have to do something about the River Center and attaching a hotel to that.
Mm-hmm. Our inventory of hotel rooms downtown, I'm not sure where it is with matching up versus demand as of right now. And I know they do well. The downtown hotels do pretty well.
Sure, but, I mean, Visit Baton Rouge is all over that. Like, mm-hmm. That's their expertise.
I had Jill Kidder on about this last week. Now, let's pivot that to what's Brack's role there in helping that along the way.
Sure. Well, there's going to be another ordinance that's going to come up, basically in support of the River Center, trying to kind of figure out exactly how to craft moving forward. Mm-hmm. So there probably is going to be some sort of oversight committee that's going to, you know, vet things for the city or for the Metro Council. All that's yet to be seen, but. I mean, Brack is going to be a huge supporter. We need to support downtown development. We want it to thrive and you know, really become the downtown development that I think we all need and frankly deserve a quality facility. So,
and the thing is, so much effort was put into downtown, 20-something years ago? Right around, sure. 20 years ago, just to bring back the nightlife. And a lot of spurred from that. I mean, you're seeing a downtown that has more residences than it had in the past. You're seeing a downtown that has a full-service grocery store in Matherns right there on 3rd Street. Download the Rewards app. And you've seen the efforts that were put into downtown show the results that were put into downtown, just like you were talking about Government Street a little while ago.
Sure.
If we are reaping the rewards of what we sow, where we give our efforts to. A revamped convention center, expanded convention space, and a host hotel, an attached hotel. I mean, if I'm Jill Kidder right now, I'm borderline drooling over the possibilities. No, because she had to revamp everything after COVID to go after tourism dollars in a new way. We are by far just crushing it on the youth sports front. That's one of many areas that she's gone after. But reopening convention space to people traveling here for, you know, quote unquote conventions, which went away with the pandemic and are starting to make their way back in now. Now is the prime opportunity for Baton Rouge to be getting back, not just get back in line, but getting to the front of the line.
Sure. And what you said, I mean, we really do need to invest in not only the River Center, but the riverfront. I mean, to really go the next step with the mm-hmm. downtown development, there's so many opportunities right now to really enhance that whole area.
So let's move to the other side of downtown, just past downtown, if you will.
Okay.
That would be the Memorial Park, Memorial Stadium part of this.
Sure.
What's the vision there? What's that look like?
I mean, you potentially could see ice hockey rink. You could potentially see all different type of new baseball facility. I mean, there's a lot of land there. There's a lot of opportunity. There's a developer who is seriously looking at what's the next steps with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be an expensive proposition. But the cool thing about all these different, you know, Memorial Park, the River Center, LSU Arena, all of those things can be done independently of each other,
right.
But they're all going to complement each other. So we're excited to see what the future in all those areas
hold. Okay. Ann Trepe, the interim CEO of the Baton Rouge Area Chambers, our guest. You kind of walked me right up to my next question, though.
Okay.
Well, because while they can all be siloed and viewed individually, and if you get one, you get a win. You get two, you get two wins. You get three, you get multiple wins because you can connect all of them now, right? There's going to be a lot of different groups that are involved in moving these projects forward. How do we keep everybody not just rowing in the same direction, but making sure they're handling their own oar and not stepping on somebody else's toes?
Sure. I mean, I think from BRAC's perspective, we're looking to make sure that people are as informed as they can be about all the different steps moving forward. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't think I've ever seen the opportunity for so many people to be working together right now on this. I mean, there's a lot of momentum to push this forward. And so I think with that, you're going to see a lot of positive things happen.
And my want is that that comes true without any hesitation. But at the same time, though, we've seen folks get territorial in the past. How do we avoid that trap?
Wow, that's a great question. I don't think, because of the fact that these projects can be independent of each other, I don't think you're going to see as much territorial kind of issues happen. And look, even as I'm interim right now, but I plan on staying very involved in these projects and making sure that folks in the business community are aware of what's happening and really try to keep people focused on, let's put our best foot forward and do whatever we can to move all of these projects forward.
All right, let's get to the fun part. Okay. Let's get to the part where we get to dream about economic development a little bit, shoot for the stars type of thing. The Nicholson Corridor has all the potential in the world. It really does, to connect LSU to downtown. What does that look like from the Chamber's perspective? Who do y'all hunt? Who do y'all go after? Who are you trying to court, recruit, and woo?
So the Nicholson Corridor, BRAF, an arm of the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, actually owns the majority of the property.
Yes.
That's basically empty right now. So, and BRAC and BRAF work very closely together, and we've been working very closely together on all these projects that we're talking about. But, I mean, you know, more housing, just enhancing that entire area. Bus rapid transit is going to be coming down Nicholson Corridor, and it's going to be an enhanced BRT. So you're going to see some really nice bus stop areas. You're going to see a lot of infrastructure that happens along that corridor that, just like on Government Street, I feel like is going to spur that growth and spur the opportunity for people to kind of see past what things are right now.
So you mentioned residences at the top, but is that the primary target here, or are we looking for more of a business end to create an entertainment district where you'd have, say, multiple live music venues or restaurants?
I mean, right now you've got Chelsea's Live right there on Nicholson Corridor, which is extremely popular. I think what you're going to see is this entertainment ecosystem kind of spur up, which is going to give you the opportunity for more music venues, restaurants, all those things that support people living there, people visiting there, those kinds of things.
So, I know I'm way, way down the road on this one.
Really?
I know we're nowhere close yet. But does it look something like a Perkins Row 2.0?
I mean, it could. There's going to be a lot of private developers who we're hoping who are going to come in here and see a great opportunity to invest in that corridor. And so providing those kinds of opportunities for private dollars to come in and do those kinds of things, I think, is what we want to see happen.
Before we get you out of here, and I greatly appreciate your time on this topic this morning, timeline-wise, what are we looking at here as a Baton Rougean? What am I looking at here before we start to see, ground being broken, dirt being turned over, and things being built? And I'm not going to hold you to it.
Yeah.
Ballpark. No.
Yeah. Ballpark? I think you'll see the LSU Arena under construction within 2 years, if I had to guess. I mean, I think by the time private developers come in and give their proposals, that's what you're going to see. The River Center facility, I think you're going to see within probably 2 or 3 years, potentially something happening there. Memorial Park area, I'm not sure what the timeline is on that, but... Obviously, if we can get these other things moving, I think you may see movement quicker there also.
Well, and you're talking about just enough space between the three of them to where you're not jamming up any one area totally to where it's just, it's nice and spread out. And like, I was telling Chris Meyer from the Baton Rouge Area Foundation this the other day, saying it's not every day you have the opportunity to literally change the skyline of a city.
Sure. I mean, this is really cool stuff. I'm excited about it. I know all the BRAC investors are excited about it. Yeah. This is just a great opportunity for Baton Rouge.
100%. 100%. Well, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to the development of it and the jobs of it, to be sure. She is Ann Trepe from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. I appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Sure. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.